Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria, Polokwane en Rustenburg 21, Johannesburg 20, Mbombela 25 grade. Die Ekurhuleni Metro Polisie het die inhegtenisneming van 'n 37-jarige man in verband met die moord op twee Metro Polisiebeamptes verwelkom. Die twee was op nagdiens toe misdadigers hulle 2 weke gelede in Tembisa doodgeskiet het. Die Metro Polisiedepartement se woordvoerder Tabiso Magoto.
This tragic loss of two officers highlights the danger faced by law enforcement officers in the line of duty. However, the EMPD remains committed to protecting and ensuring the safety of its officers and the community. We continue to work diligently to bring those responsible to book.
Operasie Chanel en Swan het intussen die naweek gelei tot die arrestasie van 297 verdagtes vir verskeie oortredings. Dit sluit in moord, verkrachting, ontvoering, gewapende roof en afpersing.
14 persons were arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol, with another suspect being apprehended for interfering with police duties, resisting arrest and drinking in public. During the operation, 544 persons, 291 vehicles and 41 identified premises and hotspots were searched.
Dit dan polisie woordvoerder Johan van Dyk. Die oorsaak van 'n brand wat die lewe van 'n 4-jarige seentjie in Brakpan en Ekurhuleni geëis het, bly steeds onbekend. Willem Tladi, woordvoerder van die Ekurhuleni nooddienste, sê brandbestryders van die Brakpan brandweerstasie het 'n oproep ontvang oor 'n huis wat aan die brand is met iemand wat binne vasgekeer is. Hy sê met hul aankoms sê het hulle die huis in vlamme gevind.
We managed to contain the blaze and extinguish that. Unfortunately, on our search, rescue and recovery, we discovered a charred body of a 4-year-old boy under the rubble. Both parents and the sibling of about 2 years escaped with minor injuries and smoke inhalation.
Die twee Suid-Afrikaners en ingenieurs wat sedert Februarie 2023 ontwettig in Equatorial Guinea aangevang is en aangehou is, is vrygelaat en is veilig tuis op Suid-Afrikaanse bodem. Frik Potgieter en Piet Haksem het oor die naweek by die Lanseria lughawe aangekom, 'n woordvoerder vir die twee man se familie, Sean Murphy.
This brings to an end a long and painful ordeal, one marked by anguish, uncertainty and tireless efforts by so many to secure their freedom.
Nou vanoggend nuus uit die buiteland. Die waarnemende ambassadeur van die VSA by die Verenigde Nasies, Dorothy Camille Shea, sê die VSA het kernterreine in Iran geteken met die doel om Iran se kernverkrygingskapasiteit te ontmantel.
This operation sought to eliminate a long-standing but rapidly escalating source of global insecurity and to aid our ally Israel in our inherent right of collective self-defense.
Sy het die VN Veiligheidsraad laat gisterand toegespreek tydens 'n noodvergadering. Vir meer besoek jackarandfm.com en klik op nuus. En teen slotte, 'n gewapende man het gister by 'n troue in Suid-Oos-Frankryk losgebrand en die bruid doodgeskiet. Volgens aanvanklike inligting was die bruid en bruidegom besig om die partytjie te verlaat toe hulle geteiken is deur aanvallers. Een van die aanvallers is ook doodgeskiet. 'N grootskaalse operasie waarby ongeveer 100 polisiebeamptes betrokke is nou van stapel gestuur. Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus in Afrikaans om 12 uur.
Wat 'n plek was dit?
Dit was in die ooste van Frankryk.
Ek is so jammer.
Mm.
Oh gosh, news and sport, jackarandfm.com. Chanel, you will not believe what happened in the studio today. I'm keeping an anonymous because I'm like, oh,
what?
Hoe vertel ek dit oor, hè?
Tell us.
75,000 rand.
I know.
But then she also got the 2,500 rand courtesy of Lotto Star. That's when we call you, you know, and you go, hello. Then we say, 2,500 rand is yours.
Look at that.
She said her mom was helping her with this thing about a week ago. She said she entered last week already and things and things. And then she said her birthday is tomorrow.
Wow, what a gift.
What a gift, hey? And so I invited myself to her birthday party and now...
I want to go away.
I know, but I don't think we invited anyone. Because that's what happens when you win money.